91X News.
It's plus 10 degrees and raining. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. Dalton McGuinty will not be RSVPing an invitation from Ontario teachers to meet and talk about his wage freeze demand. The Premier has asked Ontario teachers to accept a two-year wage freeze. The province's $16 billion deficit, cap sizes in classes, and full-day kindergarten are some of the reasons the wage freeze was suggested. McGuinty also wants a wage freeze for MPPs extended to 2014 for a total of 5 years. At least one union, the Elementary Teachers Federation, has walked out of negotiations and is refusing to talk about it. Public school teachers in BC have gone back to classes today following a three-day strike. No one was able to see into the meeting, but the Prince Edward Hastings Health Unit gave the okay to renovate and extend their new building. Located at 179 North Park Street in Belleville, it is reported that it will be a 6,000 square foot expansion. Dr. Richard Shabas, the medical officer of the health unit, says it will cost around $9 million. This is after the health unit set a new budget. A new $11.5 million budget was approved by the board. The emotional trial of 8-year-old Woodstock girl continues today in a London courtroom. Tori Stafford was abducted and killed in April 2009. Detective Constable Sean Kelly broke down to tears when he testified this morning. Kelly wept when he was explaining when the case went from an abduction case to a homicide one. OPP Constable Gary Scoyne testified he was responsible for an excess of 1,100 physical exhibits and more than 4,500 photographs. This reflects the massive scale of effort there was to find the 8-year-old girl and solve her murder. If you're going to be traveling for March break, you may want to have a backup plan, as Air Canada employees are poised for a strike. Due to pension concerns, the airline's 8,600 machinists, cargo agents, and baggage handlers are threatening to strike Monday morning, the start of March break. The vice president of Air Canada's biggest union says he's never seen such anger among the membership in 40 years of collective bargaining. $40 million was donated to the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto today by a construction company. Peter Gilligan, who is the CEO of Madame Homes and also a philanthropist, is the one behind the donation. The $40 million is believed to be the largest single private gift to Children's Hospital in Canada. The $400 million facility is currently under construction in downtown Toronto and is slated to open in August 2013. The high school graduation rate continues to rise. The Liberal government has said that 82% of high school students graduate, which is up slightly from 81% last year. The study includes fifth-year high school students, which dilutes the grade rate from students who finished the four-year administered time period. The 82% rate is up 14% since 2004. Some people just need coffee more than others. It was quite the scene at a Tabor, Alberta Tim Hortons when a large oilfield vacuum service truck rammed into a parked pickup into the coffee shop. The service truck has been reported stolen by Tabor police, and they said no one was injured. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
In local hockey, it's the third game of a best-of-seven series for the Picton Pirates and Campbellford Rebels tonight. Both teams are sitting at one win each. The puck drops at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Centre. In the National Hockey League, 12 games on the schedule tonight, including Winnipeg at Vancouver, Montreal at Edmonton, and Ottawa hosting the Rangers. The Canadian women's soccer team will host China in Moncton, New Brunswick, in a friendly competition this May. Canadian coach John Herdman says the game is an important part of his plan to prepare the team for the 2012 London Olympics. Canada is currently ranked number 7, while China is sitting at number 18. Canada will also face Brazil in a friendly on March 24th in Boston, and they'll travel to face Sweden on March 31st. Ontario is the first team to secure a playoff berth at the Canadian Men's Curling Championship in Saskatoon. Glenn Howard's team will play Friday night in a playoff game between the two top seeds. The preliminary round concludes today, so Howard says his team still has work to do.
We still got two more big games, and obviously we want to go win both of those. We got a Nova Scotia, and then we've got Alberta. So foot on the pedal and see if we can come up with two more wins and go into the weekend.
The top four teams at day's end get playoff berths. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin McKay with 91x Weather.
Better get the umbrellas out now, as today we'll see periods of rain ending late this afternoon and then cloudy, temperature going down to +3 this afternoon. Tonight will be windy as the rain clears, low -7. Friday, mainly cloudy, flurries beginning in the afternoon and ending early in the evening, high +1. It's 10 degrees. I'm Austin Mackay with Renee Rogers, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.